acting CEO of MTPA joins us now, Babu Justus Masala. He joins us in conversation. This is obviously necessitated by somewhat of concerns been raised by one of the key players in tourism within the Mpumalanga province, Ubabu Obapilane, who is the, let me just find the right title that he refers himself when he turns down these open letters. He's the special attaché for the tourism development and transformation at the Kruger Local Chamber of Business and Tourism. He's also the director of the Fastpop Gorge Lift Company. And he's been just penning down open letters to the MTPA. I've since noted some officials weighed in and asked him to, look, come to our office, let's discuss these issues that you are raising because we are not of the same view. But he persisted on social media and said, look, I need to be ventilating my position. But I've decided, look, let me also maybe structure the conversation. Let's bring in the authorities into this conversation and just maybe ask them, you know, how best do they account to some of these issues that have since been ventilated on social media. The acting CEO is my guest. Acting CEO, good evening.
Good evening, and thank you very much for having us.
Acting CEO, do we have a problem in tourism when it comes to the province?
Not that I know of, as the acting CEO of the management authority. As far as we're concerned, tourism is going well in the province. We have a responsibility, as you might know, is to promote Mpumalanga as a tourism destination of choice. So I'm not aware of any challenges. We are doing well. We've done well in the past 6 years in terms of our international tourist arrivals as well as the tourism trips on the domestic market. In terms of the offerings that the province has to give to those tourists to experience.
Yeah. What would you say has been a hindrance then in luring in, you know, international tourists coming to our province? What would you say are stumbling blocks? Because I've noted, I've been tracking tourism, you know, registrars across the province. You know, those I've spoken to, at least myself, they are recording that we are not recording as high numbers of international tourists as we used to. I'm not sure if that's the same information you have, but if you do, what would you say has been the contributing factor in those affairs?
Look, as I'm saying, we've been experiencing a gradual growth in tourism numbers from the foreign markets and the domestic market. But particularly, let me say, we are doing well in terms of the international market. International tourist arrivals. We had an issue with the COVID-19, where our numbers really dropped to the lowest ever in the history of the province. But since movements were unlocked by the national government, allowing people to start moving around late 2022. We started seeing those numbers growing gradually until where we are today in terms of international arrivals. We've clocked 2.1 million from the year 2024, let me say so. And of course, in terms of domestic trips, where we're encouraging local tourists to know their country, to know their province, their offerings. We are sitting at 3.2 million domestic tourism visits.
So.
Now, I really wouldn't say, except for that COVID-19, we had issues with tourism growth in terms of the share of the market as a province.
Acting CEO, would you then say that the key drivers or the key attraction sites of our province are in a good state? Because there is a view advanced by some of the players, including the likes of Obapilane, and I've spoken to two other tour operators. They're saying that the agency has neglected maintenance and refurbishing of some of the key attraction destination sites within the province of Mpumalanga, you know, including the ones within the Panorama route. Just give us an account on those efforts that have been done by the agency in as far as refurbishing and maintaining those particular attractions.
Look, we do own some of the attraction sites within the province. We are a major player within the tourism industry in terms of tourism experience. We are hosting some of the significant tourism visitor sites, and of course we're doing our best to keep the conditions of infrastructure in those sites up to the level where a tourist from the domestic market and international market will come to experience. But indeed, we cannot really ignore the calls. They help us to better maintain our facilities when we receive those comments, either in terms of the facility itself, because we actually have the book where we invite for comments. If you are not happy, talk to us so that we can improve. But in terms of neglect, neglect can be relative. As a state-owned organ, we funded by the government, of course. We receive resources to maintain those facilities for tourist attractions, and it might not be enough, as it were, as much as we understand the competing needs within the government fiscals. But we are doing our best we can. But I really would refute that the entity is really neglecting the maintenance of those attraction sites, as is indicated. I've seen those comments, I've heard about them, but of course it's the opinion that we welcome and which will help us to improve wherever maybe we are experiencing some shortfalls.
Yeah. Just 2 weeks ago, I was at the World Heritage Site in the province, the Makwandra Mountain, and I've noted that, yes, you know, the road leading up to and just at the peak of the World Heritage Site is not looking good. I know that's not maybe the key role of the agency, but what sort of calls then have you been making with the likes of your public works, roads and transport to expedite that refurbishing of roads, particularly in those, in fact, particularly in that particular site of the World Heritage Site? I can tell you now, CEO, you know, the grass is not well cut there. I was there. So, I suppose to a larger extent, on the Makwandra Mountain, I do echo the sentiment that the maintenance is lacking there. But maybe give us your account, particularly on the road leading up to the site itself. How far are we in getting, you know, proper refurbishment into that particular road? And how constantly, maybe, do you then maintain the World Heritage Site? And I'm cognizant of the court proceedings, particularly on that side.
Correctly said, the responsibility of the upgrade or maintenance of the road is the responsibility of the Department of Public Works. We are engaging with them, not only on that road, but on a number of tourism roads, as we call them, the Panorama being one of those, as you see the good work that they have done on the Panorama Road from Sabi to Kraskop down the three rondavels. And we are also engaging on this heritage road from Barberton to Josephstal border post.
Sure.
And they've hit our call. We know it's one of their priorities in terms of upgrade after the two seasons with the rains that have washed away partly some of the bridges that are connecting, the meandering road, as it were. And it's one of their priorities that we know they will be looking into it, more especially on the maintenance of the road. But as MTPA, again, as a management authority of the World Heritage Site being assigned that responsibility, we make sure that those heritage sites, or geosites as we call them, we maintain them as people every day, weekends, we go to the sites, enjoy the views and the interpretations on those views. And they left litter, they left anything, and we make sure that we maintain the surrounding. But as I'm saying, with regard to the route, the road, it's really not that bad. It's only that in certain areas, yes, the road has been washed away partly, that when you cross to the other side, either you have to wait for each other as motorists. But they have prioritized that route, I think, this financial year, if not the one that is coming, we will be seeing some action happening there.
Yeah. CEO, before I let you go, what would you say then necessitated the brewing concerns, particularly leveled on social media by various stakeholders, who are then, picking up on the agency to say, you're not doing this, you're not doing that? You know, in your honest view as the accounting officer when it comes to the agency, what would you say necessitated that?
Well, look, that's what is surprising all of us. The concerns come from a stakeholder that, in our view, we're working very, very close with. We've got a cooperation agreement to engage in issues related to that, how we can improve tourist numbers in those sites, how can we improve the maintenance of infrastructure, and so on, within the imperatives of that memorandum of understanding. So we are all, I think, perplexed. We are disturbed when such issues by a stakeholder or a member of a stakeholder, as it were, you indicated that is an attaché of tourism within the KLCBT. We have those platforms and protocols to engage, I think, in terms of the MOU, how we can do better. So we are also concerned, but we are not, of course, ignoring those concerns. It's just that maybe wherever they are being voiced at the platform used, it's what is concerning us. And we would like to call on those that belong to structures that we know we've got working relationships with, to come to the boardrooms, as it were, or we go to those sites with a formal invitation to say, let's go to those sites and discuss perhaps how we can improve maintenance of the infrastructure and the facilities. We really don't know how it gets to that platform, and it appeared like we are denying them an opportunity to get together in a formal setup where we discuss the matters that either concern them as industry and as government, as the host or in position of one of the major attraction centers.
Without a doubt, I really appreciate your time and your frank responses.
Thank you.